Telemedicine will be a big part of the multi-specialty clinic of Sulphur Springs, a part of Hopkins County Memorial Hospital. I talked about the use of telemedicine with Dr. Chris Gallagher, Chief Medical Officer at the hospital.
What we have here is a telemedicine system based off what we've done in the hospital for the last 2 years. And what it does is it enables us to bring specialists from large urban centers to Hopkins County in an outpatient setting, so at clinics. So we've been able to do this for the last 2 years in the hospital using large mobile carts. And with this system, we can now bring it to the outpatient world. So we can see patients in clinic, do their follow-up, and manage them here locally. And what this prevents is the need for patients who are seeking neurology services, endocrinology services, allergy services, and pulmonary or lung services from needing to drive to Dallas or Tyler.
Dr. Gallagher, you can send back and forth lots of different types of information to share with charts and information.
That's right. Yeah, so I think the great thing about where we are today and just the technology in general is that because of a lot of government-driven policies, all of our clinics are now electronic. And so I can access the chart or imaging like radiology just as easy from 1,000 miles away as I could at a doctor station in a clinic. And I think that's one really important thing is that all of our data, the pieces of information that we use to make medical decisions now resides in electronic format. And so we can access that remotely. And so it really facilitates high quality telemedicine. And so when you look and you see me, you know, this is the quality, this is HD quality, it's stereo sound, you know, my camera seeing the patient and the patient's family, it's high definition. And we can use peripherals such as stethoscopes where I can actually examine the patient. So I can listen to their heart, I can listen to their lungs. You know, as a board certified cardiologist, I carry a very nice stethoscope in my pocket everywhere I go. But this stethoscope is digital, it's amplified, it's superior to what I carry in my pocket. And so I feel personally that I can do a better job of listening to the heart, listening to the lungs with this stethoscope because I can adjust it. I can turn volume up, I can turn volume down. So knowing that we can access the record, we can access all imaging, and we can have a very high quality in-person discussion, it is equivalent to in-person care. And the advantage is that a patient is being treated in their town. So they don't have to take off a whole day to drive to an urban center to have a clinic and wait around and then come back. You know, they can dart out from work or from what they need to do from the personal life, have their visit, have their care, and then go back to life as usual. So I think for us, that's really what's exciting, is that we can use technology to deliver care in a much better way for patients.
I know the hospital has started using, or maybe the clinic, e-psychology, or psychiatry, I should say. And this opens up other possibilities for hard-to-fill positions at the hospital and specialties.
That's right. And so in the hospital, having pulmonary critical care, neurology available, those are key specialties, and we're looking into adding others. But on the outpatient side and the clinic side, you know, our clinic here, access physicians, we're bringing endocrinology and allergy to Sulphur Springs via telemedicine. Dr. Pandy is going to be here in person every day. And as he said, he hopes to grow his clinic. And then our lung doctors and pulmonologists are here in person and via telemedicine. They're kind of doing both. And so, yes, this brings five different specialties that weren't here just a year ago. So that's a tremendous leap, and it's all through the use of technology.
KSST News.